How should we respond to the claim that all religions are basically the same? Well, stay tuned and find out on Unapologetic. It's common today to hear people say that all religious ideas are equally valid. You probably see this statement maybe once a week when you're sitting in your car and at a stoplight and you look forward and you see the car in front of you has a coexist bumper sticker. Well, that person's making a statement that all religious views are pretty much the same. They're all equally valid. None is better than another. They're all just ideas about God, and we should treat them all the same way. Well, this idea is also what's at play in the recent controversy about the Evangelical University Wheaton trying to remove a professor for saying that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. This offended a lot of people, and I think this offense is rooted in the idea that all ideas about God are equally valid. We can't say someone else's idea about God is wrong. Well, let's analyze this claim. It seems that you don't have to be very knowledgeable about religions to say that all ideas about God are not equally valid. There are some wrong ideas about God, or at the very least, everyone cannot be right. Everyone could be wrong, but everyone cannot be right. If I say that Florida is south of Washington, D.C., and you say it's north of Washington, D.C., well, we have a problem. We both can't be right. There is a correct answer, because the location of Florida, relative to Washington, D.C., is a feature of reality. It's something that can be verified. And so the true idea about the location of Florida is the one that corresponds with reality. Namely, that it's south of Washington, D.C. Well, what about religions? Well, they make competing claims also. Some religions say that God is everything, literally, or that God is in everything. Some other religions, like Islam, would say that God is one being, one person. Christianity says that God is one being, but three persons. So instantly, you just have a conflict within the theistic religions, between Islam and Christianity. We say different things about God. Christianity says he's three persons, and Islam says, no, he's only one person. Well, that's irreconcilable. We both can't be right. Either God is three persons, or he's one person. When Muslims say that Jesus is not God, and Christians say that he is God, that's an irreconcilable difference. Either Jesus is God, or he's not. But we're both not right. That's incredibly important to understand. There is a wrong answer here. And we should actually care enough about this, the idea of knowing God, to say that something is wrong and say that something else is right. And I think this is incredibly important. Today, it seems like the tolerance is still the big buzzword, especially in terms of religions and religious tolerance. And this causes us to say things we would not say in other areas. There's no other area of life, practically speaking, where we consider the similarities more important than the distinctives when it comes to treating things as if they're the same or not. And I'll give you some examples. You often hear that humans and apes or monkeys share a remarkably high percentage of their DNA. But no one's saying that a human is a monkey. Now, some people might say we're really close and we evolved from them, but nonetheless, we're not the same, right? We're not marrying monkeys yet. Or that sort of thing. The fact that we are remarkably similar on a molecular and DNA level doesn't mean we're the same. We have, perhaps, depending on how you look at it, less than 1% of difference. But it's that less than 1% of difference that makes all the difference in the world. Because it is really the distinctives and the differences that make things what they are. We're all made out of the same types of stuff. Electrons and neutrons and protons and all this. And how those things come together is remarkably important. It doesn't matter that we're made out of the same stuff or that we're making the same sorts of claims about God. See, saying God exists, that's nice, but that doesn't say nearly enough. And when the Muslim says God exists and the Christian says God exists, okay, neither of us have said enough. But when we say Jesus is God and died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, and the Muslim says Jesus isn't God and he didn't die on the cross, well, one of us is right and one of us is wrong. And the reason that you can put Christianity and religious claims in the same type of category as the location of Florida relative to Washington, D.C., is because they're both statements about reality and history and things in the real world. You see, Jesus either died on the cross and rose again, or he didn't. That's a historical event. That's just like saying I was born or I wasn't. It either happened or it didn't. It happened and it's true for everyone, or it didn't happen and it's true for no one. But I can't just say it's not true for me. It's not true for me that Jesus died on the cross. Well, what would that even mean? How could you say such a statement if you substituted, it's not true for me that George Washington lived? Well, that doesn't make sense. Because historical events are true for everyone or they're true for no one, but my personal opinions have nothing to do with the truthfulness of the location of Florida relative to DC, or George Washington, or Jesus dying on the cross. There is a right answer, and there are many wrong answers. I could be mistaken about my Christian convictions, but what cannot be true is that everyone cannot be right. That's important to understand. We talked about people. People and apes and monkeys, they're remarkably similar. Well, people are remarkably similar to other people. But it's not, I wouldn't say that I'm married to any woman. I'm married to my wife. And the fact that she's remarkably similar, when we look at DNA and all of this, to some other woman, that doesn't mean I'm just married to another woman. No, I'm married to a unique woman. It is truly the differences that are important. It's the same with pets. Cat and dog lovers are not going to say that they like the same animal just because they're furry, have four legs, a tongue, and a tail. They're not the same. And what about politics? So if we're talking about religious views where we say different things about God existing and certain things being right and certain things being wrong, well, politics is kind of like that. At the very least, it's one of those things you're not supposed to talk about at dinner, right? Well, political views are remarkably similar. We all think that we need to treat people well, by and large. We all think that we need to help people. We all think that the nation needs to be safe. We all think that people need to get educated. We all think that, fill in the blank, people are worthy of respect. Now, we quickly diverge on the specifics of those things, right? Are we supposed to just respect the woman, or what about the unborn? Does keeping people safe mean providing for them here at home or fighting a war across the world? So we disagree on the specifics, but to say that all political views are equally valid, none is better than another, grossly runs roughshod over the differences between them. It's actually disrespectful to the people holding both views. When we say that Christians and Muslims say the same sorts of things about God, we're worshiping the same God, or our ideas are just equally valid, I think that's disrespectful to both sides. Because what it fails to do is take into account the unique claims each is making. And remember, they can't all be right. Having different ideas about God is one thing, but the difference really comes to a head when we talk about how salvation occurs. Right? Jesus said that he is the only way, the only truth, the only life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. In Acts, it says that there's only one name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, at the name of Jesus. So Jesus is central to Christianity and salvation. So what we see is this issue extends far beyond how we think of God and what our conception is of him. It goes to the very details and the heart of what it means to be a Christian, which is the gospel. Where is salvation found? And religions do not agree on that, and they all can't be right. So I hope this is just a very quick way to think about the fact that some people say that all religions are basically the same. If they make competing claims and they make contradictory claims, they both can't be right. The God of the Quran is not the God of the Bible, because the God of the Bible is Jesus and God the Father and God the Spirit. He is a Trinity. And the Quran even says, do not say three, do not say Trinity. God is one. It tries to reference the Christian teaching of the Trinity and kind of fails. It doesn't do a very good job. But the attempt is made to say, no, Christians, you're wrong. God is not three. So who's right? The very idea that we can even ask the right and wrong question says that there is a better way and a less good way. There is a right way and a wrong way. All views are not equally valid. So I hope this equips you to ask these types of questions in your context. When this idea comes up about all religions being equally valid, well, ask someone, you know, based on what standards should we think that it's the similarities there that are more important than the differences when we don't act that way in other areas of life? How should we reconcile the fact that Islam and Christianity and Hinduism and Buddhism all make competing and contradictory claims? We wouldn't say that contradictory things are all true in any other area of life. Why should we do it with religions? Well, until next week, I look forward to talking with you on Unapologetically.